Welcome back to 50 Shades of BS. If you noticed, my dumbass co-host ain't here again, if you're watching. I don't know why. We were texting all day, and this motherfucker doesn't text back when it's time to record. So you got a special guest who I hate just as much as him.
I think it's mutual.
Well, bro, I didn't even introduce you yet.
It's mutual. They know why.
I'm just kidding. Nikki.
They know why I'm here.
Two Fly Savvy. They know why. Nick, how many other names do you go by?
Man. That's it.
Do you care that I call you Nick?
Uncle Nick, because I'm kind of like, Unc, you know what I'm saying? A little older than you, young.
Hey, I got a question for you. Do you feel weird when people call you Savvy or when they call you Nick?
None? I don't even know who calls me Nick. I don't even think anybody does anything.
I call you Nick.
Only you.
That's because I don't like to call you Savvy. I'd like to let everyone know that I know you on a personal level.
Yeah, you do call me Nick. No, you say Nicky. Every time you call me.
Nikki, what can't you see? Or I always say, some call me Nikki, some call me Dre.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir. One of my favorite songs is there by Andre Nicotino.
That's a good song.
It really is. Anyways, I fucking lied. I thought we were going to do fucking Back to the Streets Part 2. But, you know, some dumb fucks can't show up on a Friday as requested last week.
Yep.
And I'm fucking exhausted today, so this episode's going to go as long as I can fucking go. I just got back from Vegas and
tell us about it.
And
tell
I
us
need about Vegas. I need fucking
how many days were you in Vegas?
Fucking too many.
I know that's 2 days is enough. How many days were you there? Three?
Two.
Two. 2 days is enough.
Hey, Vegas. You know, okay, so I was in Vegas this weekend, had a great day. I went to the Crawford Porter boxing match. A really good fight. Mm-hmm. I love boxing. I think I'm a boxer.
That was a good fight. It was we had that. Good.
You watched it here?
Yeah.
You bought it or you?
Yeah, we bought it. Bozo had it.
Bozo.
You might want to look into that, man.
I didn't even get invited.
I know. You were invited.
It's not just kidding.
You'd rather be there instead of watching it with us.
You motherfuckers had a Friendsgiving without me when I wanted to do it the day before.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
Getting on the 25. If you know, you know. It's not a good day.
I don't give a fuck. They were here till like 1 in the morning. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
And then we get a recorded Back to the Streets Part 2. Now everyone has to wait for it. Actually, we're going to record that, but I just want RJ and fucking Gambino.
Yeah, Gambino, we need you here. We do.
Yeah, by the way, everyone, his real name is Gambino, but I call him Gambino because it's a lot easier for me. Yeah,
with the B.
With the B.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, but he's in love.
Is he?
I mean, motherfucker would answer my Instagram, FaceTime calls all the time, and now doesn't even fucking ring.
Mm.
You know, I have Gambino's number, but I don't know where I saved it under.
Mm.
And I can't find it. So I just call
probably
him.
Probably under Torta or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
Check that one.
I saved it under his real name, Juan.
His government name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, back to it. I was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Got there Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, and I tapped out early. Day one, I tapped out way too early.
What made you tap out? I mean, I appreciate day drinking. I think the pool parties are the best in Vegas.
You see, I got a migraine.
Mm.
And I was fucking 6 vodka sodas deep.
Mm.
At the airport, 3 doubles.
Vodka soda. No flavor.
Yeah, no.
But if you choose it that way, I get it. Club soda.
Yeah, that's it. Make life simpler.
I had one of those on your trip.
It's not too bad.
Someone gave me one, dog, and I was like, what the fuck is this? This isn't my Sprite and Ciroc I ordered.
Like, what the fuck?
I was like, this is the most bitterest drink I've ever
tried.
It's
just bubbly vodka.
That was fucking disgusting.
Actually, I'm more of a, I think that's my new drink.
Is it for real?
Yeah, I'm trying to give up the Red Bull, you know?
I like the Red Bull, though. What's wrong with the Red Bull?
Just want to give up the Red Bull.
Why?
Oh, no.
That's maybe you could use one right now. Look at you. Red Bull would fix you.
I know it would fix me, but I want to go home and sleep after this and just fucking pass out and fucking rub like 12 out and then just hopefully
wake up. Healthy. Yeah. According to Matthew McConaughey. You know what I mean? That's a good number.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking...
Got to get those numbers up, ladies and gentlemen.
Wolf on Wall Street.
Be the happiest person in the world.
Anyways, bro, I had a hectic night last night. Last night. That's why I'm fucking exhausted.
Mm.
So I'm not going to say who I went with, but I went with a group of people. Mm-hmm. Great time. Always a great time with those motherfuckers. And, you know, shit happens. I lost someone for 2 hours and I had to go find them.
Mm, typical Vegas.
Yeah, but it wasn't a he. It was a she. We lost a person. And motherfucker, Vegas is not a place to lose a girl, especially when you're not on the strip.
Mm.
You know, we were...
Were you guys Fremont?
No, we weren't on Fremont. We were having a good time. We were making rain. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. not gonna say where, but
deep in Vegas.
Deep in Vegas, you know.
Deep in Vegas, yes, sir.
And they let her get off the bus, and they didn't go after her. And then I had her phone and everything, so I had to fucking go find her 2 hours, and then she finally called me. I'm at the hotel. I was like, thank God.
That's always where they end up. Like, you think the worst. You think they're kidnapped and shit, and they're like, hey, I'm at the room. It's like,
well, right, in my head, I was like, dude, how'd you get there? Like, I had your debit card, everything, your ID, and your phone. So I was worried, bro. I'm like, fuck, bro, I'm about to fucking die. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Anxiety, all the worst case scenarios.
And shout out to Jimbo. I called him, and he fucking came and drove.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, but yeah, she's a, she's like, it took me forever to remember your number and ask a stranger to call you. Mm-hmm. That's all good. Mm-hmm. She's like, I had $20 in my pocket, and I, that's how I got back. I was like, clutch. Oh, thank God.
That's clutch.
So yeah. Yeah, shit happens, but that was my night from 1 to 3 a.m.
So it sounds like a drunk fallout as to why that person got off the bus.
No. So there was confusion. So we were supposed to go back to the room. Mm-hmm. They were tired. I was like, I'll take you back, put you sleep, and then I'll go back out and meet with everybody.
Yeah.
That was my goal. That was, you know, fuck it. I was being a little bitch the first night, so I got to remind you. And so there was another group. There was a group of girls that were coming back too, and she proceeded to go with them. I was like, okay, I'll meet you at Aria. So I get in there with one of my other buddies, and we go to my Uber, and they have their party bus. Like, mm-hmm. you know, those places I'm talking about that have their own transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll get you there.
Yeah. So at some point in time, she got sick, and they opened the door for her to go throw up.
She never came back.
Well, they couldn't catch her. She didn't want to go. She's like, no, just I'll call Tino. But, you know, she didn't realize she didn't have her phone.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So it was a very long night. And no one wanted to look for her. He's like, bro, sounds like your problem. You motherfuckers.
Well, let me ask you this. What time was your flight coming back?
Fucking 10 a.m.
Oh, that's actually pretty damn good. Is it Allegiant?
No. We were Southwest.
Oh, okay. But you flew to San Jose?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, usually everybody spends the last night staying up anyway, so it makes sense. But obviously it wasn't in your favor on that one.
Fuck no. And I was calling everyone in the morning because I was up. I was like, fuck you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I really can't talk about this fucking trip.
It's extremely explicit.
Yeah, exactly. I went to the Raider game. That was nice.
Did you guys win?
No, we got fucking slapped.
Oof. That's a tough
one. You know, I'm just fucking exhausted because I know how much traveling I have in the next fucking week.
Why? What's going on?
I leave to Texas on Wednesday.
With the fam?
Nah, just me and Kayla. We're going to the Raider Dallas game. And then Eddie.
Oh, shit. You guys are going for
the Eddie P might come too. He just hit me up. He's like, oh, man, I want to get to fucking meet us there.
That's a big move.
Yeah. And then I come back on Friday, and then I leave on Sunday with my second fam, Bam, with Jenny and her fam, Bam.
Where are y'all going?
Disneyland.
That's cool.
That was my birthday gift. They paid for me to go.
Jenny's coming back.
Yeah, Jenny just got back today.
She mean you out there? She's here now?
Yeah. No, we're leaving from here. I'm driving, taking the Tesla down to fucking LA, and I'm like, oh, man.
There you go. That's dope.
I was like, we're going to have to fucking stop quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. Power up and shit.
But she's like, well, it's fucking too expensive. I was like, yeah, you're right. Fucking gas over there, fucking $6 on the Grapevine, I bet.
Mm-hmm. By now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So since I don't have everyone here, Nikki, well, how was, you know, fuck it, we'll do a little bit back to the streets. So how was your night that night on that party bus?
It was cool.
Yeah?
It was cool. Yeah, I'm a little too old for that shit, but it was cool. I'm kind of burnt. I done did too many party buses in my day and shit.
You were a good DJ, though. I got to give you that.
Yeah. That's why I kind of like, I found my purpose. Like, yeah. I was like, fuck, I don't want to be here because it's not literally my type of thing to do now. But I love the fact that, you know what I mean, we was rocking.
Yeah.
Requesting. I didn't like when people request.
I was requesting hella songs. I didn't get none of those fucking.
I might have gave you like one or two, but that's it.
I wanted Felice.
Mm-hmm. Somebody might have stepped in front of you with their request and shit, but like, you know, there was Hall & Oates and shit. Yeah, they fucking threw on a couple for you and shit.
Yeah, that was funny. Honestly, we had a good time on that fucking party bus.
Yeah, the bus, I think, was the funnest part of it. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Like,
no doubt. Yeah,
if you could like pay the bus to just drive to San Francisco and back, I think that would be well worth like getting off opposed to getting off.
Yeah, in that situation, we would need a restroom.
Yeah. Is there, there's some with restrooms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But yeah, okay. At the time, I can find it because I wanted one with the restroom because.
You already knew.
My fucking bladder goes when it goes, you know?
Yeah.
My cousin says the best. There's a point where you fucking piss, and then there's a drunkenness where you stop pissing.
Yeah.
You know, when you start getting too fucked up, you're like, fuck it. You know, I'm not going to.
For some reason, huh, it just holds stronger and you forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. All
fucking hammered.
Or my fucking pants are one. I just didn't even care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pissing all while you're walking and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was cool, though. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I actually been to that Continental place. Is actually like one of my places I used to go when I lived there.
Yeah, yeah.
In San Jose. So I was happy we were there.
Oh.
I like the patio and all that shit.
I didn't even go to the patio, bro.
It was cool. That's where I was at most of the time with Jenny's brother-in-law.
Yeah, Jenny's brother-in-law. He's the other cool dude. Hector?
Yeah, we was rocking. It was cool.
I thought you were just trying to get a discount at Verizon.
That's it. And then I went inside and I got RJ started on his fucking dance collage. Everybody was complimenting him on.
Yeah, I heard he started dancing. Some dude came up to him.
Yeah. It was dope. Ask RJ who started him. I think it was me. I want to claim that.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was going to come, but that fool don't get off work till 8. I was like, you want to call your boss?
Yeah.
He's like, please? Because his boss is my aunt because they work for the same company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got RJ the job where he works at right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So I always fuck around when I'm going to go somewhere with RJ. I call my aunt, like, yo, RJ might not go in tomorrow. I'll just give you a heads up.
Yeah.
You better fucking go in. Y'all give me hella shit. I was like,
yeah.
All right.
But,
well,
but I had a good time, bro. I mean, you know me, dog. Like, if it's me and you, we're going to have a cigar somewhere, go have some whiskey somewhere shit. But like, all that live shit, like, I don't like people no more. I really don't.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I might be introvert. I don't know.
And then we roll 24 deep to a fucking club.
Like, that's cool and all, too. It's just like, it was crazy because when we got there, it was dead, bro. Like,
we were
and
the
within
party.
Like 20 minutes, all of a sudden, we're fucking surrounded by everybody. And it was like,
everyone and their fucking mothers.
No masks and shit. And I'm like, God damn, dude. Like,
yeah, we got this shit popping.
It was lit. It was a little too lit for me. Like I said, I'm more introvert now. So, you know. I was thinking about San Pedro Square and shit.
I know you wanted to go there so bad.
There was like a pub and shit that was like 4 out of 5 fucking rating and shit.
You were like, drinks, hey, look, let's good. Let's go. We should all go.
But Continental looked cool as fuck though.
Honestly, I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, somebody did.
I just know we were like, let's go over here. I was like, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
Someone's like, we can walk. I was like, fuck that. I paid for a party bus, bitch. We're getting the fucking party bus. Mm-hmm. Called the driver.
That was crazy because, like, when we touched down that neighborhood, I was like, where the fuck are we? Because I heard we were going to another spot, and I thought it was, like, Aura or, you know, Myth. I don't know if Myth is still a thing out there, but, like, I thought it was another club and shit, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And I seen Ritz on the corner, and then I seen Continental. I was like, oh, shit, cool. Yeah. Well, it's because we got rejected out that other spot, right?
Nah, bro, they wanted a hell of money. That's what, that what it was? That. We walked in there, and they're like, all right, cool, you can get borrow service. That's when we're going to come in, but it's 30 bucks a head or 40 bucks a head, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're telling me I have to pay fucking $880 to come in, and then you want me to spend another $1,000 on bottle service? I was like, get the fuck out of here.
And it was dead as fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, we're cool. Like, I was like, we're cool. We're not gonna. And we want another one. Oh, just buy a bottle and you can all come in. Okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. So
it was cool. Continental was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
How did you have? How was your night that night?
I was fucking having a fucking blast, bro. What are you talking about? I was loving life. I was having so much fun on there. I haven't had that much fun in a while.
Okay.
You know, to be honest, I haven't had that much fun in a fucking while. You know, I was getting accusations. Okay. Yeah, I get why.
Okay.
But I was having a fucking blast.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like this Vegas trip I had, a fucking blast, since a lot of people don't know, but my last Vegas trip was fucking horrible. So this one was a fucking blast.
Oh, yeah, back to back. It was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, bro. I've been to Vegas the last fucking, this is my fourth time in
a month.
5 times this year.
Oh, shit.
And this is my third time in 2 months.
When you go to Vegas that much, like, you shouldn't be going to Vegas that much.
Yeah, but, you know, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a traveler, homie. So, like, travelers in Vegas just don't, we don't.
Yeah, but I'm an alcoholic, too, so we fucking mix well, baby.
You can do that in Cabo or some shit.
Yeah, I know. Cancun. I could. I know. I could, but.
TV.
But I got Jimbo out there. You know, I love seeing Jimbo.
Oh, you got friends.
Jimbo out there. And we were talking this weekend, and he's like, yeah, Ellie's like, we've been going to the strip a lot. Like, that's more than we usually go. And Jimbo's like, yeah, what do you fucking think? T's been here every 2 weeks.
Yeah, for real.
Pretty much. I've been down there every 2 weeks. So I was like, I'll see you in 2 weeks when I left.
Mm.
He started cracking up. But yeah, dude, I mean, I don't even care for Vegas.
Yeah, me neither.
Like,
it's played out.
I'm fucking 28 and I've been to Vegas fucking countless times now. Like, it's always the same shit. So now.
Same.
I feel like I'm getting like my parents. My parents only go to Vegas for shows.
Yeah.
And now I'm like
gambling and shit too.
Yeah. No, they just mainly go for a show and then that's it. Yeah.
Fucking what is it? The little acrobatic motherfuckers and shit.
No, they're like stand up comedy, like
those. Oh, okay, like, okay. The Boyz II Men, all them, like all those little tappy shows that they have in the hotels. Like
no, like actual like comedians like Fluffy was there, so they went for Fluffy, Cher, Donnie Marie. They'll go.
It's got to be like, an event as to why they go.
Yeah,
I thought it was spontaneous.
No. But like me now, I'm like, okay, I'm only going for fucking fights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all I go for now.
Fuck it, I don't see why not. That's cool.
Yeah, I get, you know, technically I'm a fucking boxing fan now.
Yeah,
my third boxing
safe
match.
Safe to say,
dude. And we had hella good seats.
I seen that.
Dude, we got good seats.
Yeah, these last ones you had were fucking crazy. Don't fuck around.
Fuck no.
That's dope.
They were fucking good seats. But yeah, I was pretty fucking close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was in this middle. I like aisle seats, but dude, I was dead center, like looking at the ring. I'm like, fuck. Honestly, I was about 10 rows away from the ring.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
But what I liked about those, we still had the fucking angle, you know? We weren't on that bullshit where we're all the same height. Yeah, and I'm short. You know, I got to fucking stand up when everyone else stands up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, motherfuckers. Either way, but yeah, so really good seats.
That's cool, man. Glad you had a good time.
Just get all paused and read a fucking text message. right now, me and my producer / editor and all that, we're debating if we want to pay for promotion though. So we're talking prices and I'm like, do I want to fucking spam everyone's Instagram with my fucking videos or just let it happen naturally? You know, I don't know if I want to put marketing behind my podcast.
But what do you mean? What do you mean spam? Like spam sounds like you're sending it to everybody and fucking personally
No. But like the sponsor videos like you do?
Yeah, you're not spamming nobody. It makes it. So here's the thing with Instagram, right?
Yeah,
Say that you have 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
But only like 60 of them are seeing what you post.
Yeah.
They monetize you now.
Yeah.
Before everybody saw you. Everybody saw your shit. But since like people were making money that way, they're like, nah, let's charge them for their whole audience to see it. So when you promote it, it's just all your audience seeing it.
Well, I got like $5. So that means only 2 see it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can bump that up to 5 likes. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
But that's how it works. It's worth it.
I told Izzy, I was like, hey, Izzy, I don't want to do this, but like go into like the Holster neighborhood watching, like he produces video and then drop the link.
Just drop a link right there.
And then, you know, I requested verification on Instagram just for the hell of it to see if I get it.
Well, how much are you guys thinking about like promoting and shit? Like,
$100,000.
No, you're not.
I'm like, you like that?
That's too much money.
I like $1,000, $2,000. Nothing crazy.
That's too much. You could probably do like $20 per show.
Oh my God, that's it?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, Izzy made me seem like I spent a few thousand.
Nah, $20. You know what I'm saying? That expands it out.
Motherfuckers, you about to see this shit on all your Instagrams.
Yeah, do $20 a show.
I'll fucking do $100. Fuck it. $20 a show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know what I'm saying? Expand your horizons.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
don't do 100. That's too much. Only if like there's really like something viral about your shit that like, you know what I'm saying, you get Gamino to expose that he's really a genius and he's not fucking
Gamino just names almost every number on pi.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. Just really dive into his mind and shit.
Oh man, I want everyone to see Gamino's face because I feel like we're painting an image of Gamino.
Yeah.
And everyone probably thinks he looks a certain way, and he totally looks different than we fucking describe him.
Mm-hmm.
He's still
that shit. Like when you get that fool on here, put some money behind that show.
I'll put $1,000 just on that episode. Yeah.
It'll get there.
Gambino blows up before me. That'd be so mad.
Nah, that's how it is.
So
he's kind of viral.
Yeah, he is. I love him. Pendejo. The video you posted the other day.
You can put that at the beginning of when you guys do your show.
Oh yeah, do the intro. I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, request a verification. I told Izzy, fuck it, let's try it.
Blue check.
I mean, just so I can slide in DMs of, you know, famous people. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You'd be having famous conversations and shit.
Right? Hey, you want to come on my little podcast? I get like a download.
My little podcast.
Yeah, my little podcast. You want to come over?
Yeah,
my studio looks really nice.
Yeah. You know? It's representable shit.
Yeah. Right? People don't. So you, if you watch the podcast, my studio looks nice and open. You come in, this bitch fucking cluttered. There's fucking lights everywhere. Fucking, it's a whole different ballgame when you're in here.
Yeah, it looks good in here.
Yeah. Remember when this was just the party room?
Yeah, I remember.
And now I'm pretty strict about it. I hardly do anything in here other than record the podcast.
I think it's just because you got a lot going on now. Like,
so much.
You gotta be careful in here.
honestly, the what it was now is because I put, you know, a few thousand in lights and fuck that.
They'll easily get knocked over by
knocked over, drip, you know, this fuck. And then we got the new interface. And I fucking love that thing. But yeah.
That's facts.
Oh man, dude, I fucking have a headache.
Yeah, you need some rest, man.
I know. And oh, if anybody else wants to join me, I'm going on a diet December 1st.
You're going on a diet December 1st.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and my cousin,
Christmas dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my cousin have a bet who could lose the most.
What's the
body percent?
Yeah,
yeah. What's the bet?
Yeah,
loser owes the other person $2,500.
$2,500.
Oh yeah, we made sure we motivated each other.
That's a lot of money.
Shit. Yeah,
don't lose that.
Oh no, I'm going back to vegetarian, and not vegan.
How long is it supposed to last?
March 1st.
Oh shit!
4 months. January, yeah. Damn. Yeah. So I'm gonna go vegetarian again, but I'm gonna actually work out this time. I mean, I've been paying for a gold membership for fucking
fat tax.
Yeah,
fucking fat tax. Man. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I gotta go to Rovella's and cancel my shit still, bro. I keep telling myself I'm gonna stop.
You know what it is? Once you join the gym, it's so scary to cancel.
Yeah, because like, you're gonna go in there, everybody's shaming you and shit, looking at you like.
And I'm still thick, you know. Like they're like, yeah, we know why you quit.
You know what? My advice: walk in there limping. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I just fucked my shit up. Oh, we could freeze you.
I know. I should have froze it when COVID started. Like, bro, just say you're scared to come. I was like, but I'm not. He's like, well, just say it. George, you know, the yoked ass George, my competitor bodybuilder that I train. Hit me up if you guys want to learn. But yeah, so I'm going on a diet December 1st. I was trying to do January 1st, but the motherfucker said December 1st.
That's cold.
I was like, motherfucker. He's like, well, yeah, bro, so you can stop your temptation for fucking tamales. I was like,
that's fucked up. Who is this cousin?
My cousin James.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit, James.
Yeah. He's like, I need to lose weight. I need motivation. I was like, yeah, me too. Because remember how I was vegan? Gained 20 pounds of being back to fucking.
For real? Since stepping out that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm picking out. That's why I ate hella Jack today before weigh-ins on the 1st.
Oh, so you can just weigh that? I know what that's like.
I told him. I was all fucking. I was like, yeah, bro, I just might do the keto diet. He's like, keto diet? He has to buy a kilo of Coke and see what happens. There you
go. Fuck keto. We're doing keto.
Yeah, we're doing the keto diet, bro.
It's crazy.
Fucking, I'm going to go to Tino to Tony real quick.
Facts. It's going to be Juventino. Juventino.
No. It's going to be Tony.
Tony? Oh, yeah, Tony Montana.
You're just going to see me in the studio with fucking hella. Fucking, my nose all fucking white, though. Fucking.
Staying up making beats all night.
The next podcast is going to have fucking a whole bunch of coke in the fucking center of the table.
Just a big ass pile.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
I mean, supposedly lose hella weight, you know, because you just kind of just.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Yeah, that's, but that's buying a kilo of coke is like 20 grand fucking for $2,500.
I know, right? How you fucking in the deficit and shit for the diet and shit.
Just to prove a fucking point.
Yeah, yeah, that's tough.
I wonder if anyone has done coke just to lose weight, though, yeah?
I don't think so. I think that kind of defeats the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they smoke crack to lose weight. That makes more sense than doing coke. Coke's too expensive, bro. That's an expensive diet if that was your diet.
Well, that's why I call it the keto diet.
But if you smoke crack, like, you know what I'm saying?
Any diet's fucking expensive. You know how expensive to eat?
Nah,
fucking
fuck
clean.
No. Coke diet is different. That shit's expensive. They call that a rich man's drug. Cause
yeah, I know.
You got to keep going. You got to keep fucking, it's not cool.
Yeah, you know, I was told, I know someone that works security at Google that like, he says, yeah, he's done security at night when they have executive parties, right? And every floor, when you go to the higher floors, the executive floors at Google,
it gets more bossy.
No, there's open bar. He said people are drunk all day. He's like, but he's been to executive parties where he's like security. He's like, bro, they're doing fucking. He's like, bro, there's a pile on the table, fucking drugs galore. Google has open drug policy. As long as you go to work and get your shit done, they don't care what you do.
That's fucking wild.
But you know, and he says they fucking do a shit ton of drugs. And he's like, yeah, bro, I don't get it. He's like, these fools spend like, he's like, I've seen some drugs before, but this is drugs. Yeah, he's like, it's fucking a little candy shop in that bitch, you know?
That's wild.
Man. Just to look at a computer all day?
All fucked up, all jacked and shit. Yeah, grinding their teeth.
Yeah, but Google's one of the best companies to work for, as you can tell. Why.
Apparently.
Right?
Shit, no.
Everything.
Dude. Yeah, they ain't got no restriction. That's wild.
I know. I bet you Apple and all that shit's like that too. I feel like all these tech companies don't give a fuck about drugs.
That's a good question. I mean, we need to get somebody in here to answer it.
No, but I half those owners were on drugs when they did their shit. Bro, they came out in the fucking hippie era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, Steve Jobs and all that.
Yeah, they were fucking just hippies doing hella drugs, and they're like, wow, what does a computer do?
They're all, let's find out. Just fuck getting all jacked and just start working, coding.
Yeah.
Coding's a bitch, bro. That shit take fucking patience.
I was like, codeine? I was like, yeah motherfucker, that's a drug.
Codeine. All that,
that shit gonna put you to sleep.
Fucking algorithms and shit.
Yeah. What the fuck Nikki was calling?
That shit's a bitch. The one.
Ignore that motherfucker. Just kidding. what was he gonna say? Oh, fuck. Fool messed me up.
It's probably about drugs.
Yeah. What was I talking about right now?
You're talking about
coding. Coding?
Coding like syrup?
No, like codeine.
Oh, coding. Yeah. Algorithms, coding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I don't, you know, you ever look at that shit? Like, how does this shit work?
I kind of understand it. I had to take a class, bros.
Do you ever, have you ever?
Fucking whack.
I don't smoke a lot of weed, right? I hardly actually smoke. Mm-hmm. I actually rarely smoke. A hit here and there, like every 6 months. But I got so high one time, and I thought about how the camera works. Like, I still don't get how they work.
How, like, it captures a picture and then, like...
Yeah, like, how does it convert it and everything? You know, like, you just look at it.
But what kind of camera? Like digital like, now digital or old now,
everything. Old ones, like, how they fucking burnt... You know, like, how does it...
Yeah.
How does that capture... You know, it doesn't make
sense. Instantly create a photo of what's in front of it. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, this is...
You never watch How It's Made and shit like that?
Well, yeah, but I would fucking still not...
probably got a camera on there, so you can check that out.
Yeah, but still, like, how does it do it? Like, who thought of it? You don't know?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a good point, but...
I'm exhausted, bro. I'm fucking just going in my fucking mind.
Motherfucker got free time thinking about who created the camera and shit.
No, I'm not saying who created...
Benjamin Franklin.
Why did they create a camera? Who's like, hey, let me see if I can... make an image
capture
of an image
moment. Just the advancements in general, huh?
Yeah, like, what,
like maybe aliens were just dropping gems and shit just randomly.
Like, what, some motherfucker was welcome. Like, I'm fucking tired of painting people. Let me just take a photo.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like,
see, you know, yeah, imagine, you know, portraits you were painted.
Yeah.
And now just...
That's how they captured it.
Yeah. And someone's like,
yeah,
I got a better idea.
What the fuck? I'm telling you, like an alien came through and whoosh, you're welcome. And then just dipped. And he comes back with all these advancements later on in life. Like,
yeah, but yeah, see,
who fucking knows, man? I don't know. That's wild. That's a good point.
You know,
I'm gonna watch that on YouTube tonight.
How camera works.
I'm gonna figure it out.
I feel like technology made us unartistic. You know what I mean?
Took away the essence of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no one's gonna paint something like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's why it's so valued, though. You know?
Yeah. Someone, I saw a tweet the other day. It was like, yeah, he was just laying on his back, just drawing dicks all day.
just creating bodies around him and shit. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. You know what I found out when I was in Rome? You know why they put like small dicks on all the statues?
Why is
like, they're not proportionate? Because they consider big dicks mean you were stupid back in the day.
What the fuck? For real?
Yeah.
They're like, he's got less blood going to his head and blood going to his...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, because I guess the barbarians were all fucking hung like fucking monsters and they were considered barbarians for a reason, you know what I mean? And in Rome?
They were laying the club and shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they considered small peepees smarter people.
Yeah.
So back then, half you homies out here be rocking them bitches.
Smart motherfuckers.
Smart motherfuckers. Oh man,
that's crazy. That's an interesting philosophy, though.
You're right. Like, wow, smaller the dick, the smarter the person.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, Nick. Some of our friends must be fucking genius.
Yeah. Nah, Gambino's secretly a genius.
Yeah, Gambino's secretly a genius.
Secretly a genius.
Oh man, yeah, but yeah, their philosophy back in the day. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Like, those are interesting topics.
Or like. The witch trials never made sense to me. Like, all right, well, if she drowns,
she ain't a witch.
Yeah, she ain't a witch.
She drowned.
But if she comes back up, she's a witch.
That's
motherfucker, that's like heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah, this whole humanity, like, I don't know, bro. Humanity is fucking interesting, bro. Like, just history of how things went. Like, you know what I was watching the other day is the colonization of the eastern states, right?
Uh-huh.
And these motherfuckers pulled up from London and shit, from, you know, Britain and all these British cats. And they almost died off.
Yeah.
And the Native Americans were saving them.
Yeah.
Little did they know what the fuck was about to happen when they saved them, right?
Right.
And so they almost died off. And the only thing that saved them was the tobacco trade. Like, Native Americans love smoking tobacco.
Yeah, well, more than tobacco.
Little did they know what the fuck that would start. So if anything, the colonization of the United States started with tobacco.
Yeah, that's why I smoke it. None of that fucking vape shit like those fucking children smoke. Honestly, my philosophy on smoking, right?
Yeah.
If you want to smoke, be a fucking man about it. Smoke tobacco.
Yeah.
Don't go get an e-cigarette.
There ain't enough of a paper trail to tell you what that shit's doing to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you guys are more scared about a fucking vaccine shot when half you motherfuckers...
Vaping. Big old clouds, too. They're all fucking proud.
No, like, come on, big car. All right, bro. I remember when vaping first came out, I had to fucking see my boys fucking put coils... Get fucking organic cotton cloth.
Yeah, that's why I stopped. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I was like, bro, we were fucking building this bullshit. And then you had to take out the lid, drop the oil. And now it's just a little cartridge.
Big old rips too, bro. These motherfuckers used to rip.
Yeah.
And I'm over here with my little $10 pen like, I quit smoking. You know what I mean?
Like, okay, be a man. Put a patch on if you want to quit. Nah.
Yeah, the patch, huh?
Yeah.
Right there. They still got those?
Honestly, nicotine patches? Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do.
Remember when they had the gum and shit?
Yeah, like, nicotine gum. Yeah.
Fucking all jacked right there.
Yeah. Fucking just fucking handful of gum every fucking hour.
Yeah. It's interesting. I watch a lot of history and to see how things came up to development and shit. Like, it's all fucked up, but like everybody kind of plants themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it happens because of fucking mistakes.
Yeah. You know, I feel bad for people that have addictive personalities. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, try once and you love it. Like, I'm not addicted to tobacco. I hardly even smoke my cigars, but I love cigars, but I won't smoke them every fucking day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but there are my philosophy. People are getting hella sad about this right now. I'm about to fucking diss every motherfucker I know. Coffee's for the weak minded, bro. Bro, if you need to wake up every day.
Look at you right now, bro. This motherfucker talking to us.
Yeah, okay.
Look at how dead he looks without
it. Yeah. But I don't drink coffee.
But caffeine in general.
I hardly drink caffeine.
What the fuck? You have a fridge full of Red Bulls and Rockstars all the time.
Yeah, bro. That's for shooters.
No, that's for you, motherfucker.
I hardly drink it. That's actually for my Pops' workers. They always come and take them. And there's no fucking Red Bull in there. We fucking clear that bitch. I haven't put beer in there.
I remember.
Like if you can't wake up.
That's fucked up. You shouldn't even be saying this.
If you can't wake up.
I'm taking it personal.
If you can't wake up and just start your day, I just know I don't want you part of my zombie apocalypse crew because you're going to be fucking dead in the morning. Fucking, you're going to relapse with fucking 40,000 headaches.
I'm going to be like, what's his name? Looking for caffeine and all the good. You know,
I would honestly, I'd probably roll that. I'd be a good apocalyptic fucking dictator because I'll fucking hoard coffee.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have caffeine, huh?
Yeah,
from the zombies.
I'm going to hoard, don't get high on your own supply. I'm going to be drinking that shit. I'm weak. Someone brings in one bottle, take it all of alcohol.
Nah, I need caffeine to operate, bro.
Yeah, I don't need it. Definitely that's the biggest drug in the world. And
that's fucked up. That's fucked up that you pointed that out.
What?
So fucked up. That caffeine is like...
Bro, eat an apple. Fucking wakes you up more.
That shit.
Jump in the fucking shower.
Who the fuck has an apple the first thing in the morning?
Well, I don't even eat breakfast.
That's what I'm telling you. You get a cup of coffee.
I don't get a cup.
What do you do socially? Hey, man, let's go get a cup of coffee. Talk business.
Oh, no. Now you want to be extrovert.
Well, no. I'm just saying. Like, you get what I mean? Like, caffeine is a necessity.
No, it's not a necessity.
It is.
For the weak mind.
8 out of 10. Now you on some bullshit. See, now you're going to start losing followers. You hear that?
Weak minded.
Don't listen to him. He's talking now. He's tired. Right now, he ain't had his caffeine.
Look, I'm just saying,
you need caffeine.
If the end of the world came, half these motherfuckers would die without coffee.
It's true.
We would go to war for coffee at this point because people are so addicted.
We love coffee.
And then, I'm waiting for synthetic coffee to come out because how have we not ran out of cocoa beans out of all the fucking shortages in the fucking world right now?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like you motherfuckers drink this shit every day,
three times.
How are we not on a shortage of that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, fucking make sure we don't stop this.
That's production. What it was, though. I'm pretty sure back in the day it was caffeine and tobacco. Like, that's what the necessity was. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, and then coffee moonshine. And a cigar. You know, coffee and cigar is a real thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it.
So, why the fuck don't you have coffee? Now, you have a personal pun with coffee. That's what it is.
What?
Because if you love coffee as much as I do, you wouldn't be talking this shit. So, what's your problem with coffee?
I just like the taste of coffee.
See? So that's kind of a biased statement then in some sense.
Like I said, weak-minded.
Bullshit, it's biased.
You're an addict.
We found out, ladies and gentlemen, he does not like coffee.
I don't like coffee. I don't like it.
Let's get a motherfucker. See, like that's why we're on opposite ends because I love coffee. I can drink it black.
I can drink tea all day.
Tea? That's caffeine, fool.
I get decaf.
Wow. That's weak. Why even do it? That's like, you should drink Old Duels then if you wanted to quit drinking alcohol.
I'll drink enough Old Duels to get drunk.
just fucking load up a keg or
I just don't, I just think we
that's rely. A strong statement, bro.
We rely on it way too much.
That's a strong statement.
Everyone says they're not addicted to shit, bro, but I haven't had coffee today. Oh my God, I got a headache.
Yeah.
You're fucking crashing.
Yeah, we need coffee, caffeine. What's wrong with being addicted to something? You have no addiction, sir.
Mm-mm.
No?
Just coke?
Yeah, coke.
Oh, man. This
motherfucker.
I think
crazy.
Since I'm such a strong-minded person and have a good will, I could probably give up anything for a good amount of time. I went vegan for 9 months, and that's because I just got bored. I stopped.
How about drinking?
I did 6 months.
Before. In county?
In county? And where I had to.
Okay, yeah, you couldn't drink.
I would have
drinking Pruno in that bitch.
I fucking made my own liquor in that bitch.
You're a fool.
But I drink liquor to socialize.
I don't think so. Well,
whenever you see me just drink a fucking beer by myself,
you might be an alcoholic.
Bro, don't be making accusations.
No, here's the thing, though. You create an excuse around it because you socialize every day. This motherfucker.
Bro, I hang out with a lot of people. I'm next to her. What do you expect?
Every time I call home, this motherfucker got pains. Like, oh shit, his phone's here. Or his fucking car.
Oh, Jenny? Let's get her on the fucking podcast.
You can bring her in?
Yeah.
I got questions for her.
Hold on, Jenny. Give me a second. Hold on. Hold up. Wait a minute.
And we can both be able to talk to her too, through her?
Yeah, but I forgot the name of this. Oh, it's right here.
Let's see if it works.
Hold on,
about
Jenny.
To test something new real quick.
Hold on, Jenny.
In the meantime, Two Fly Savvy, Alyssa Rostrand. Leave is out now, available on all platforms.
Hold on, what happened? Hold on, Jenny.
We got Changed by Two Fly Savvy available now. And Paragon coming out Friday.
Black Friday. You're fucking soliciting to people.
Well, fuck you lagging, so I gotta do something.
I forgot the name of it.
And then we got more music coming. It's gonna be dropping soon. It's gonna be hot shit. It's gonna be some good stuff. Shout out to LA. Shout out to the Bay.
All right, Jenny, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's up?
You're on the. I don't think you know, but you're on the podcast right now.
Jenny, you're home? Oh my God.
I'm home.
You're on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're on the podcast too.
On the podcast.
I was plugging you in with Bluetooth.
I figured that's what you were doing.
I got a question for you, Jenny.
What's up? How many bottles of tequila did I bring back?
Yeah, that part. No.
Oh, if you asked about our hair transplant.
God damn it. No, none of that shit.
Oh, I didn't ask about that.
Good. All right, next subject. Is Tino a motherfucking alcoholic?
No, because alcoholics go to meetings.
Yeah, see? Alcoholics have problems.
You're both going to hell.
Hey, to be honest, Jenny, I missed you, dude. It's fucking been 2 weeks since we hung out and drank.
Oh, my God, see? This motherfucker's what's that?
It's been a whole 11 days. I'm like, you know that Dave Chappelle meme? Like, I'm like scratching my neck. Like, fuck, it's been a whole 11 ass days without alcohol.
Yeah, well,
my liver's like, what are you doing to me?
You've been fucking, your body's been working perfectly fine.
She's like glowing. Somewhere. There's like an aura around her and shit.
Your skin color is perfect now. Yeah. You're fucking, you look super healthy. Well, are you back in Hollister?
She's like, I'm starting to notice Watsonville? Things.
No, I'm in Watsonville.
How long, are you coming back home over here? Or are you going to stay over there for a little bit?
I'll be back Saturday.
What? Saturday?
Yeah, because then we leave Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Hey, I called Lizzie.
I have to unpack and then pack.
Tell me about it. I had to go fucking pack right now after this to go fucking get ready for. Where am I going? Texas. Fuck, if I had caffeine in my system. Huh?
Rich people problems.
And then I get home and then I have to pack again to go to fucking Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I made a sweater for ugly Christmas sweater for the one we're in Disneyland.
It's a picture of your face.
It says I'm with dumb, and it's a picture of you just all faded. It's photos from Miami.
The one of me laying in bed.
Yeah, where you're like, I'll make it the fucking dinner, and never made it the fucking dinner.
First of all, you should always know, never let me take a nap if I'm drinking.
For reals.
Because I sleep like a dead person.
Yeah, you do. You're fucking out for the count. And
Nikki, I miss you, Rumi.
Miss you too, man. Where you been?
Max.
I see the food. I saw the food you were eating. I was jealous.
Yeah. So,
I'm gonna miss that fucking lady.
I miss that lady. To catch up,
send a care package. Send a care package.
Dude, every morning, what would you like to for breakfast? And then lunch, what do you guys want for lunch?
That's amazing. All
right. Wow. I feel like you're describing Sally right now, because that's how it is when I'm there.
You want to know something?
What?
She was supposed to make sopita for us, and she didn't. And so right now, Andrew called her on our way home and was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go take food to your tia. He's like, oh, well, is there enough soup for us? She's like, oh, I didn't make it. He's like, you said you were baking it. I was like, she even asked me when I was at the airport, what do you want? And I told her what I wanted. So then I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's some bullshit.
You know, she would never do that to me.
And then 10 minutes later, Andrew's all, mom's making a sopita.
Hey, Jen, I got to tell you, Hector's my new road dog. That's my man right there.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I asked him, I was like, hey, what's up? You going to go spit some lyrics with him or what? Go fucking record some Los Bukis, throw it back or what?
There we go. We're going to listen to Backstreet Boys and drink some whiskey. You know what I mean? That's the plan right there. That's how we vibe.
But you got drunk, Hector. That's fun, Hector.
Yeah, he was fun. Even before drunk, I think. Something like that.
Well, what happened?
He has those funny one-liners.
Yeah. No, he was good. He was good all night. We was having a good time. He was sitting up in the front with me, controlling the DJ, doing the DJ thing.
That fool ate he bought 6 tacos, but I swear that motherfucker dropped them on the fucking floor of the fucking party bus.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
and Lindsay's like, you're going to eat it? And he just bent over and fucking ate it. And I was like, damn.
He's a fucking germaphobe, bro. I'm surprised he did that. Oh,
he was faded. We were drinking Manhattans and everything.
Dude, they were cross-drinking their fucking... him and Nick were fucking about the kiss and shit. I was like, these motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about COVID.
You know what I mean? We were talking about traveling. We were like, we should just go together, by ourselves. You know what I mean?
Lizzie would love that.
You know what I mean?
Lizzie would love that. Yeah. Lizzie would fucking die for you to do that.
Yeah.
She would fucking pay and give him spending money.
He was telling me about smoking whiskey and shit in the back. And I was like, damn, I got to try that.
Oh, my God.
I heard the whole, you know what I mean, get down. I was like, well, I'm your brother.
Yeah, I don't know that side of Hector, but all right.
Yeah.
Hey, honestly, I bring out the fun side in Hector.
Yeah.
Ever since I met Hector.
He knows mini me, so it's ergo.
You bring out the fun side of everyone.
You know how? Drinking this motherfucker.
Exactly. Because he's an alcoholic.
Hold on.
No, he's a shitster. He'll be like, he'll call you out on your shit, and then he won't drink it.
Yeah.
But he'll order you hella drinks.
That's facts.
I'm making sure everyone has a good time. I'm already having a great time. Me watching my friends get drunk is amazing time for me.
Fucking plotting on a shit.
Did you get the people watch?
I know.
He had his phone running the whole time like a scumbag.
Hey, in Vegas, I was fucking... I was already getting smashed yesterday, right? And I was like, fuck, I need to order something where it's not alcoholic. So I ordered a Coke, but I whispered it. And the other person, they're like, oh, you got... What'd you get? I was like, Jack and Coke. I switched it up, right? Because I was drinking vodka sodas all weekend. He switched it up. And then the other dude's like, no, he fucking... That's fucking Coke. Everyone try it.
Dude,
it
fucking Coca-Cola.
I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Nah, you guys are just that drunk that you can't taste the alcohol.
You know how this fool is.
Yeah.
Fucking dirtbag.
And then I proceeded to drink the Coke, and then I ordered a double vodka soda after that.
Yeah.
I made up for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You gonna hate him when you hear this episode. He's shitting on his caffeine sippers.
Oh yeah, I disrespected everyone.
Wow.
Hey Jenny, I'm going back to vegetarian December 1st.
Vegetarian or vegan?
Vegetarian, not vegan. Way too fucking hard. I can't do that shit again to my body.
You have to. I think that's better for you.
Honestly, yeah, but it's so fucking complicated.
You have to read all the labels.
Yeah, being vegan, then I have to plan all my food again. Vegetarian, I get eat anything, just no meat. You know what I mean?
I said I'm going to have to plant all my food again.
Got that?
Yeah, full tofu.
I can't laugh, guys. It hurts.
Hey, Danny's like, hey, you better not fucking make me laugh. Oh.
Dude, we were sitting. I would have to walk away from the kitchen table because they'd just start shit. We were with a good group of girls, and so then somebody would start talking. I'd have to walk away because I'm like, dude, it's like
the fucking real world and shit.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Exactly. Jenny's like, hey, you better not fucking make me laugh driving to Disneyland. And I was like, nah, that's all I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And I told Lizzie, I was like, hey Lizzie, I need you to do me a favor. I called her earlier. She's like, well, I was like, start driving Jayla around for 4 hours until Sunday because I ain't going to pull over for her.
And Lindsay's response was, you're going to need her to charge your car more than Jayla's going to need to stop.
I know. That's I was like, fuck, she got me there good. But you know what? I'd rather stop than pay $6 a gallon, all right? So we're going to eat at Harris Ranch.
Ooh, perfect. That sounds good.
And then we'll stop right before the Grapevine and fucking in this little offbeat fucking charger station. And but perfect. I have Netflix.
I want
now.
A big old fucking steak.
But I have Netflix now, so it works out in the car.
Bone on it.
Sunday. Is Andrew going?
Let's go.
Andrew's on. Let's go.
Hey, Andrew. I'm sorry to say they invited the favorite son.
They hear you what?
They invited the favorite son, not him.
Damn.
So are you? Or the other one's not going. Just,
It's all good. Mom's taking the rejects.
Mom's taking the rejects? Fucking disrespectful.
She takes the favorites to Hawaii.
Damn. Crazy. She said she was going to take me to New York for Christmas. Just kidding. For New Year's.
That's where we're going to go. We're going to Hawaii, though.
Well, she lied to you, homie.
They already booked everything today.
What the fuck? Well, she has all my info, so I'm pretty sure I have a ticket.
You're an idiot.
Oh.
She emailed it to me.
Yeah, she emailed me the yeah, we're leaving.
I already got the itinerary.
Yeah. She showed me the hotel and everything.
Oh my god. All right, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Jenny.
Be good, be safe.
Peace out. Right, bye.
Oh man.
That shit works pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, right. And she could hear us because the mic's all connected.
Yeah. I figured that out.
Like, hey, we're talking to her.
Stupid mother.
Man, I need some caffeine.
Yeah, you do. Exactly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh my god. I'm just gonna name this episode Caffeine for the Week.
Yeah, caffeine list.
Caffeine list.
Yeah.
Fucking dead tired over here, huh?
I'm telling you.
But you know the funny thing is caffeine and sugar doesn't affect me. It really doesn't. Like it gets me tired.
I don't know. Like,
I could drink a Rockstar and go to sleep.
Well, yeah, I can
drink
that
a Red
too,
Bull and go to sleep. They don't give me energy.
Well, you got to utilize the energy it gives you. Like, it's not like going to make you jacked.
The most energy I ever got was snorting a Pixie stick.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Sugar straight to my body.
Yeah, that's
fucking. Little, that's like get diabetes instantly.
Fuck yeah, diabetes. Yeah, drink some coffee, bro.
I just don't like the taste. But I just like talking shit to cop people because they get so offended.
Fuck yeah.
See how funny? Hey, I got a coffee maker in the studio.
I am not productive without caffeine,
I'll drink
bro.
Hot chocolate.
No. That's for what? What's it? What do you...
Give me all nice and warm inside.
Oh, this food. Tequila does the same shit and it's better for you.
Fuck that. Tequila fucking nasty.
Oh, come on.
I hate tequila, bro. You know, everyone calls me an alcoholic, but I can't do shots.
I hate shots. I hate when motherfuckers come with the bottle and dump it in your goddamn mouth. I hate that shit. I hate it. Everybody does it to me.
I don't do it to you. You're too tall.
Yeah, I know. But Jerry does it.
Well, Jerry's bigger than you. You have to accept it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So. I like Jerry. How come Jerry turned out cool and then you're you?
Yeah.
I just get it all dick.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, but as Jenny said, alcoholics go to meetings.
That's fucked up.
Oh, and honestly, that means you're a quitter. I'm not a quitter.
Don't be, yeah. Don't be quitter. Keep up your alcohol.
But I only drink every day that ends in a Y.
Yeah, no, that's every day.
I know. And it's the holidays. The holidays where it hits you, bro. Yeah. That's where I realize that, like, my friends are alcoholics and I'm a fucking saint. Like, you want to go out again today?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, for real. I'm telling you.
You know, I haven't been to PD or Johnny's in a while, though. Proud of me.
Fuck, I wanted to go yesterday.
Really?
You should have called me. No, you weren't home yet.
I wasn't home yet. Or else I would have.
Yeah, I know you would.
I haven't. I want to go to the Garden Shop. I haven't been there in a while. I really like the Garden Shop. Mm.
Some good spots?
Yeah. I feel like that's my first kind of date kind of place. As long as they drink beer.
Yeah.
Because if a girl don't drink beer, you can't fucking take her there. It's a really nice
place. Get her a bag of chips.
Yeah. Maybe I'm going to go start playing the field and go on dates again.
There you go. You should.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I just got to find someone to ask. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
If there's any podcast women out there, you know, holla at T.
Well, bro, Eli was pitching, let's do a T of Love.
Yeah.
And winner gets to go with me to New York.
Yeah, there you go, fool. Shit, I might fucking submit in that motherfucking shit.
Hey, just a wall and everyone has a filter.
There's so dudes right there. Yeah, look,
dude, my luck, I'll pick Gambino.
He's all on it. Spotlight goes on his ass and shit.
Oh, man, but that's great. They were saying... I don't know if I'm going to refund those tickets. I don't know if I'm going to go.
I think you should just hand them over and I'll take care of them.
Just change the name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just shoot them this way and we'll take care of it.
I'm only going for 48 hours. Like,
yeah.
I might change it to go longer. I got my boy out there.
Yeah.
Nick. His name is Nick, too.
Yeah, and I love meeting Nicks.
Yeah, and he's a big motherfucker.
So, Nick.
Yeah, he's like 6'6", 6'7".
Nick Jr. You know what I mean?
Nickelodeon. Nah, but yeah, so I think there's some girls I want to ask on dates.
You should.
Yeah. You know, I did slide in DMs a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never opened.
Oh, motherfuckers. Never followed
And it was
back.
Twitter, bro. It was Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It's Twitter.
And then she proceeded to like my fucking tweets later.
Because she just never seen them come in.
You know.
You're going to have to be more persistent.
I'm like, yo, open my fuck
tag her on a tweet.
Direct.
Open your motherfucking messages.
Yeah.
With the little fucking squirt gun and shit. The little green one right there.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. She's cute. I don't know. I think she's, I don't know how much younger.
Stay positive, man.
And then homegirl that got lost is all trying to hook me up. One of the fucking picture girls like, nah, bro, I know why you want me to, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Totally my type. Oh my God, she was bad.
Yeah.
A Vegas girl? Can't trust those chicks. It's Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't trust Jim when he lives there.
Never leave my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Take your time, man.
But we'll see. There's some potentials. Might go on one Saturday. They hit me up.
Mm.
Oh, she hit me up.
Yeah, there you go. So do that.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to do it. I like when it's a challenge. I want them to tell me no, and then when I ask again, they say, I'll think about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, you know, shoot yourself in the foot on that one. Checking their damn DMs.
I know, right? Everyone's going to be checking their DMs. Like, what the fuck? What did this motherfucker say?
Same game.
Why did they listen to my podcast? I wonder if they listen to my podcast. Because I talk a lot of times, I talk about somebody too. I wonder, I know they don't listen because they're like, oh, should I watch the podcast? I was like, hey, start from the beginning, so it takes some time to realize I didn't name drop them. But I didn't mention. They'll know who they are when I talk about
it. Yeah.
I'm trying to get better with not saying names. Unless it's a guy. I'm fucking name drop fucking Gambino, Frogger.
Dirtbag motherfuckers.
Hey, all those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because I know their situations.
Everybody's accountable.
Yeah. But the girls, I really don't know. Like, I don't want to get them caught up.
Keep it low key.
Yeah. Let them be them, I feel like girls already get bashed enough. And then you want a story. Found there, obviously, we were wild.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that part.
So, yeah. I don't know. Man, I just need to do a podcast where it's a drunk adventure with T.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the top five.
Yeah. Top five stories.
Yeah, we have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a few.
This motherfucking, I don't know none about shit. I'm on some other shit.
Nikki, all scared. Your girl don't listen, and she,
hey man,
she,
hey, chill. She said Frogger and Gamito, not me, motherfucker. At least not while I'm here. God damn it.
Nah, crazy, I gotta attack you here while you're here. So you
get man, I'm good. I'm a saint.
Hey, we didn't even. This episode's Nikki with Mickey.
It's a Mickey. See. That's why you fucked up the whole fucking, you messed this up.
What?
Because we didn't have a Mickey.
Oh, I got bunny ears, or mouse ears.
Shit.
We're going to have a Mickey with Nicky.
Man, I'm done with
I'll
you.
I'll get a Disneyland toy. Is there something?
Yeah, this ain't a Mickey with Nicky. This is just caffeine-less over here. Yep.
Dead tired? Because that's what I fucking
dead
have.
Dead tired.
Yeah, and then, I think next year, early next year, I think we're going to start doing vlogs for the podcast crew.
Yeah, do it.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it. It's going to be fun. With all the amount of drinking I do and all the stupid shit I'm about to capture, I have to blur out everybody's face, but fool.
Mm-hmm.
Izzy's going to have a hell of a time editing those motherfuckers.
Content. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but...
Good to go.
Oh, my fucking camera's going to be shaking the whole time.
Yeah, it's just going to fall over and all that shit.
Do you have a steady... Have you seen those TikToks like, hold your hand steady and tell me your
I never tried it, but yeah, I've seen them.
Mine would be fucking... I do not have steady hands,
like
bro.
Like a C-ship.
Yeah, bro.
High current.
I do not have steady hands.
Yeah,
do you?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not artistic at all.
I drink caffeine and shit. Fucking shaking right now.
I don't drink any. That's why I'm shaking.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, are you artistic like in no not like music wise but like drawing Sharpie Nella Digital Tickle? Hey, are you even artistic, dude?
Yeah, shit. I kind of
can you draw?
Nah,
no.
Nah, I just do the average doodling and shit when I'm bored.
I just write danglings or do the S.
You draw the S, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
I just do characters. I draw what's in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, I drew you. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't draw you.
No, he didn't draw me.
I would eventually. If I'm sitting here long enough.
Hey, you draw portraits just of my face.
It's all beautiful and shit. It's like,
hold on, hold on.
What?
Who the fuck drew the picture in the fucking studio? Call me the fucking Mexican Bill Murray. Bro, fucking disrespectful of that bitch. Please. We're going to end it on this.
I don't know.
No.
I wasn't there.
No, I'm going to fucking bring everyone
that
in here.
That wasn't me. You know me. I don't really rock like that. Who the fuck would call you Bill Murray?
The Mexican Bill Murray, bro. And they put some bunny ass teeth on me. It's like, motherfuckers, bro. Like,
it was pretty funny
when I walked into. No one said nothing. And I looked. I was like, "You fucking disrespectful motherfucker!"
This motherfucker wanted all of us to draw that character. So no,
I wanted to do the penmanship.
Yeah, to see who did it. We didn't do it.
I know who did.
Who?
It's that big bitch.
Yeah. The one you always go after.
I already know who it was.
What the fuck? I don't even think he's creative enough for that, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty creative.
Just because he's not the greatest manager or. Two fly executive. He could draw, I guess.
Yeah.
He could draw. Squiggles. Fucking. And
Grunty the clown looking fucking character.
That was fucking disrespectful when I walked up in the studio, bro. I was about to fight everyone in there. I was about to hit Greg, and I haven't seen Greg in months.
Just he was walking there. With everybody.
Fucking walked in. And I came hella late he after my night.
Like, was his name from the Lakers yesterday? Fucking
LeBron.
The
LeBron. And. What happened? I just read that they got ejected.
I guess he intentionally tried to throw his arm to throw. I think it was Isaiah, right?
Yeah,
he tried to throw his arm down, but instead he scraped the fuck out of his face with his hand and fucking busted him open. And this motherfucker just couldn't put two and two together as to why he did that. So he started just losing it, bro. I want to beat this motherfucker up.
Getting slapped.
Yeah. Back, yeah. Like fucking. Whoosh.
And he cut him up.
Yeah.
Because he probably got him with his nail.
Yeah. 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 He got him on the lip and I think the eye or something like that. But he was bleeding pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Westbrook was over there in the back already in stance, trying to fight. Yeah. That wasn't cool on LeBron's part. Yeah. But I kind of see why he did it. He was just trying to fade his arm off of him. Let me go.
Hold me back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And Bron's all calm and shit while this guy's charging at him. He's talking to the refs still I didn't know what it is. I didn't know that.
Bro, all basketball players should be great actors.
Yeah.
The way they fall.
The big flopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know how to take a fucking fall.
Yeah, it's facts.
They should have a career after their basketball.
Yeah, this motherfucker made him bleed and shit, so I believe that. They both got ejected, though.
Yeah. I think LeBron's banned for one game or suspended.
And they just got him back after six or something like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Go Dubs, though. Was it
12, what the fuck? 15? I'm going to meet this motherfucker's mic.
Let's dance.
Oh, man, my mics weren't even on this whole time. I'm just kidding. This motherfucker. Imagine.
You're crazy.
You'd just be fucking mad about it. Okay. I love that thing, bro. I love this. I gotta put your song on here and I'll play it.
That'd be cool. Just to start off rocking.
I want all the unreleased songs. So
you know, let's go out like that, bro. Play the motherfucking song. We'll just bob our head till the show's over.
Oh, bro, we can.
I think you had it loaded up already.
Oh, nah, because that one has copyright, so I can't go on YouTube.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That ain't cool.
Yeah, well, YouTube,
how do all the mother dudes clear that shit?
They just take a hit.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, when you play copyrighted music, you could do it, but.
You could play the song through your phone right now and it's still locked in on the Bluetooth? Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is Nick's new song.
Right? He got all the gadgets.
Now, fuck yeah, bro. I'm a good host.
That's dope. Yeah, we don't have to put this on the page.
I wrote the first verse.
No, he didn't. He wrote a little bit of it.
I wrote the first verse.
A little bit.
I wrote the first verse.
Yeah, he's deep. Y'all didn't know that deep side of T, man.
I get right. Look at him.
He got some demons.
It's a nice song. I really like it. I wasn't there.
Video
when
coming
it.
Soon too.
Yeah.
That shit sounds cool. Like the level between the actual our voices and the song. Yeah.
And then, I could lower and higher too. So get lowered in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Change. It's on everything.
On all platforms. Turn that up to full speed without me and you talking. Where it would be right there. Blood on my face. That shit crazy.
Yeah, it's nice. Running away. Yeah, we're not really even popping off. Blood in my face.
And that was kind of, yeah, it kind of, oh, because you're watching the levels and shit.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah.
That's cool. So change now, out now.
So now we
all platforms.
Yeah, we could do that.
Shout out 50 Shades, man.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Let's do a little sneak peek. You guys want to see something that
don't.
No one else has.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it.
Don't. Don't do it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
I'm going to throw this whole table over right now. This shit going to go flying in the air like the Matrix. Don't fucking do it.
I have you saved on my phone under Savvy Unreleases, the playlist.
Damn, he's got extensive material. You're gonna do it.
Comes out next summer, boys.
Damn, I think that's like even the old version.
Yeah, this isn't.
You got the new version, but it's on the Google Drive, right?
Yeah, it's this one right here. There it is.
I should have let him play the old version.
No. Nothing really changes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just I think the look.
Yeah,
it is a big change. It's a big difference.
Anyways, I wrote all of the fucking songs.
Yeah, he might have wrote a few parts of it, but.
How you so bad? Just started fucking singing. I know all the fucking lyrics.
That's the fucking right. How you making life work? That shit is cool. I'm impressed. I like what you're doing here. This shit. I didn't know that shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and I can play this since you own all the rights.
Yeah, and just run it out. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you have your shows and shit, like.
Yeah, I can do the intros like this now.
Even get beats off like a frog and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to run them in. That's crazy. Good
this shit. Is our next summer, girl, right?
Yes, sir. That's one of the many. It might be the one, though.
We haven't played it in a while.
That shit, man. Oh, yeah.
We haven't played that shit in a while.
Definitely shout out to 50 Shades.
And you know the funny on my Instagram story that's saved, I have this whole verse, the whole chorus. Turn it up on Paris on a Sunday. I'll send it to Izzy to play it.
Yeah, do that.
But
y'all be cool.
All right, guys, that was this episode. I promise you, I'll fucking hopefully have some of those idiots from the party bus to do it soon. You gotta remember, it's hard to organize idiots.
We setting up an interview with Gamino and Tito.
Yeah.
Tito
was there. We can bring Tito.
We'll get Tito in here, too.
Yeah, Tito. Who else?
Yeah, Frogman.
I'll get all 24 people that are on that fucking bus up in this bitch.
He's going to do it somehow, one way.
Yeah. Even if I had to fucking just run him down with the camera.
Yeah. Facts.
I'll be a fucking paparazzi.
Yep.
But all right, guys. This comes out tomorrow. I'm going to still be fucking tired. And then I have to come back Friday when I land, and I'm going to record another episode.
Get caffeine in you. Make it happen.
Here we fucking go. Right, guys, we'll see you fucking next week.
All right, y'all. Be cool.